Yeah, listen, Donal, I suppose over the past number of years there's been different sections of the R250 that has been resurfaced. Sections that used to be broken white lines, which left them sections safe for overtaking. Since the resurfacing, for some reason or another, the relining of them sections has been put on as continuous white lines. And as you know, this is a road I travel every day from Letlhakenny right out to Glenswally and on to Fintown. And I've seen now the decrease in overtaking sections on the R250. And what I'm seeing happening more often now, Donal, and it's been brought to my attention as well by road users there, and it's an area that I've raised time and time again for safety measures, is particularly there, for example, Barrack Junction, there on the turn up to Glenswally Chapel. You have a crash there, you have a continuous white line, but because of the broken white lines now on the way out the road that have diminished, if you like, there's no overtaking sections. So they're coming on to the state of the road now at Barrack Crossroads, which is a very dangerous junction, and what's happening is they're not paying heed to the continuous white line and they're overtaking. We see the same up there at McFadden's shop, where there's actually is broken white lines at the shop at Brina from there to what's locally known the Ballygallan Junction, and I think that needs to be reviewed as well, because we see a lot of overtaking outside the shop and there has been numerous accidents there as well, and I think that broken white line should be reviewed and moved to the other side of Ballygallan Junction, where it's safer for vehicles to pass.
Now the council is saying it's following the protocols, it's following the guidelines set down by government. You're saying there needs to be leeway locally, there needs to be some discretion given to council, whereas it can take action on roads that it knows would be benefiting from a different protocol.
Without a doubt, Donal, and that's why I've asked for this to be reviewed. I think the council should take action. They should have leeway here to change this and sections that I feel and motorists feel is safer. Sections of the road, if you like, to overtake, rather than coming to stages where they are overtaken on continuous white lines. Now, my response today is from our road executive that he's going to carry out a review on the main R250 road now. What's the view to reinstalling, hopefully, broken white lines or double white lines, which does give the options for overtaking? So listen, it's positive. I'm thinking on the safety of road users. That's my main focus here. And I think that's what everyone should be focusing on going forward.